Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. It's
season two.
What?
Season two. It's season two, right? That's what I thought the break was.
Are we on season hiatus? Are we starting a new season?
Yeah. Are we going to start? That's what I thought we were.
I thought we were starting a new season. We ended on the season finale with the Martin and the Jerome in the house, you know, special guests. And yeah, I mean, it's been a month, so I thought we were on season hiatus.
Hey, man, we season two.
I just thought 35 was a weird number to end on, but oh well.
Oh, I mean, you the captain.
I don't know.
I didn't even know we had seasons.
I didn't either, but we took a whole month and a half off. I thought it was a season break.
Yo, so it's your man DeLeo, aka Filthy McNasty, aka Danny Domino, aka your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy Drew Nitty, aka International Drew, aka that Black Star Kid, aka that Ghanaian gangster, aka let's get into it.
Word. Yo, what up? It's TJ, aka Beverly Hills Teej today.
Wow. All right.
All right. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, if you're listening to us, I'm sorry. I didn't say my name. Hi, guys. I'm BA.
What?
My mom named me Terrence. My friends call me BA, but you guys shouldn't call me at all. That's it. Now, if you're out here listening and you ain't got no polio or no mumps or measles or no old ass diseases, put your cell phone lights in the air. Ladies, if you stay hydrated and you always drinking water, put your cell phone lights in the air.
Hey, Dave, them horns sound new, man. You got some new equipment?
Oh man, listen, we back on that brand new. You dig? So I had to bring the new sound effects.
You got the SP-1200 Deluxe this
man time? Already. You know what I mean? Brought that Here Come the Boom sound effects on you. You know?
Oh man, I ain't mad at it. So far, I'm not.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God.
Hey, let's get into like the fact that it's Electric Boogaloo coming.
I thought we was gonna start with the baby. That's why I just did that. Like, we didn't be doing that whole thing.
Man, okay, listen. My bad. Let's get into the baby.
Y'all missed my whole cue. Fuck this.
No. I picked up on it. Yeah, I mean, listen.
No, but I warned them. I told them beforehand. He did.
I got overzealous.
It's funny you bring that up because I was gonna ask. I really wanted to hear your thoughts on it, especially BA. But
really, Dave?
Because I feel like I almost feel like the baby and BA are one and the same.
Wow. Dude, you just gonna let them talk about you?
I don't even know how to take that, but okay. Wow.
So, all right. Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you my thoughts.
Hold on, B. I'm almost kind of curious to hear the similarities that Dave sees in you and the baby. Dave, do you care to expound?
I just meant that, you know, the baby obviously didn't give two F's.
Just to not give a fuckness.
Yeah, exactly.
Even when you're dead ass wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I understood, Dave. Like, I got it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll give you my thoughts. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think, how can I say this?
Uh-oh.
Most of us have been on stage before. We all know that.
Yep.
So I get what he was trying to do.
Yep.
But he chose the wrong words in the wrong time. Like, you could have did the exact same thing and used three different, completely different examples. You didn't have to say none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And your man in the background that was co-signing, that didn't help you. So
not at all.
Yeah. I think, and the fact that you won't recognize that you said some dumb shit, you keep trying to stand on it. Like, you might want to.
That's the problem. Thing, like,
You just take your L, recognize you said some dumb shit, and then it'll go away. I promise you it'll go away, but it ain't going to go nowhere because he won't say I fucked up.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, he said some dumb shit, some horrible dumb shit, but it's the doubling down on it that just like you, so you just committed to dying on this wrong ass hill. And it's the indignance of it. Like, he is defiant as fuck, and he is not like, he's just willing to die on his hill, and the doubling down is the shit that like really is making me wince.
Did y'all see that when Questlove said something? This nigga was like, "I don't even know who you are." Dead ass performed with him on the traveling show. Like, it's a fucking picture of y'all together. Like,
wait. He the baby said he didn't know who Questlove was. Or
exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's Although crazy. They have performed together, there's literally video footage of them rocking out together.
And but, if I'm not mistaken, it's on more than one occasion too.
I believe so.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure. But I gotta, you know, I gotta echo too what the shot Chris Brown threw out there was like, you know, just shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up and perform, do your songs. Like, dude, me being a performer and BA, I don't know if you've ever done this, but I know there's been plenty of times where I've been on stage and was talking too damn much through the performance instead of just getting to the song, and you know, the baby took that a step further and said a bunch of dumb shit while he was talking too much.
It's the thing. As a performer, I get the, you trying to get the participation. You want the call and response. I get it. Yeah. You're trying to get everybody involved. But the way you went about it and what you said is that didn't work. You know what I mean? You could have accomplished your mission by, you know, nothing wrong with your aim, change your target. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say something else to get the people into it. But that shit that wasn't the move.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
And then you got the LGBTQ super friends like Elton John and then the I forgot the name, Les
Super Friends. He's a founding member. What are you saying? He's a charter member of this organization.
Right. But then I'm talking about like I can't remember the dude's name here, actor, Leslie something, but they come there mad at it, and he's still doubling down. Like, dude, just
everybody. Said, Madonna said something like, the thing is, I think the backlash is more so because, like Kenya said, you want to die on this hill. You keep like you will not like just take your L, my nigga. It happens.
Yeah,
you said I said some dumb shit. I fucked up. I apologize. My bad. Just walk away like that. You know what I'm saying? His explanation. I don't know if y'all saw the video when he's talking about he was.
I saw
you know,
that shit.
You saw it, and he was talking about the dude with the crop top, and none of that shit made sense, my nigga. Like,
that was the whole. Some of my best friends are gay.
Yeah, that'll address the issue.
I have gay friends. Like, no, it doesn't circumvent what you said.
And then, in tried and true fashion, you know, you always got the one that's got to come out the woodworks when nobody asked.
Well, listen.
Would that be
Clifford?
I thought you were talking about Bootsy.
Bootsy, come on, man.
Listen, niggas, like, you know.
No, I was talking about Clifford.
You was talking about Clifford, yeah.
Like, you know, this one of them times where you just need to, like, fall back. Hello.
Like, everybody that came to his defense or tried to, like, got their own set of shit. Because Bootsy, dumbass, talking about I'm thinking of him going in on Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that too, by the way.
Yeah.
But listen, one of y'all mentioned Chris Brown earlier, chiming in, and the consensus with the internet is like, yo, if Chris Brown, if Chris Brown if Chris Brown speaks out against, like you said, some real dumb shit, because he is not the the litmus for
Good, doing the right thing.
Right.
But hold up, too. Yeah. But let's not forget the baby been doing some dumb stuff for a while now. Like, I believe
punching random fans.
punching random fans. He also bringing up that same Rolling Loud thing. He brought out Tory Lanez right after Megan Thee Stallion.
Like, you know what? The baby had me for, like, Suge and what's the first flute song he did? With the Jabberwockies in the video?
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Fucking with him a little bit. Yeah, the bop shit.
Yeah.
I was fucking with him for a little bit, but then he's just gone. He's no.
But wait, then I don't know if y'all saw this, but leave it to black folks. Y'all know I love my people, but y'all like to make everything racial when it really ain't. Motherfuckers is on some. Ain't nobody come at Eminem when he. Yes, the fuck they did. I don't know if y'all were there, but have you ever been protested and demonstrated against? They used to fucking run bulldozers over his CDs. Like, what are you talking about?
It's all I gotta say is this, baby. This one's for you.
That doesn't sound new. That didn't come on a new SP12.
That didn't come on an SP12.
Did you see the tweet going back to the baby real quick? The tweet there, he had somebody retweeted saying, "What do I got to do to get Jay-Z on a song?" And then they retweeted it and then put a picture of Jay-Z.
I didn't see that part.
Right,
that's hilarious.
I didn't see that one at all.
Well, the baby, I got nothing.
The baby needs a spanking.
Yeah, nothing.
Pause.
But Rolling Loud happened. Lollapalooza's going on right now.
COVID Palooza.
Like Drew said, COVID 2 Electric Boogaloo. We got the Delta, Gamma, Beta 5, Beta variants all joining up. The G5G variant. They all joining up together to take down the Avengers. And it's still here, y'all.
It's still here. My nigga never went away.
Yeah.
You know what? The more and more I look at this, Thanos was right. Snap half of you dumb motherfuckers away.
Man, listen, I can't even really really talk too much because we all been out of town and traveling and doing whatever. We have been on break for a little while. And I was in ATL and I went to the Donda listening event. Can we talk about that for a second?
Why?
Interesting. Very interesting. Listen, let's throw away everything we've said about Kanye for a second. The fact that this man had 40,000 people, including my dumbass, in an arena, watching him literally stand in one place, move to another place, and just basically kind of walk around with a stocking cap over his face, It says something, man.
Let me ask you.
Y'all paid for that, huh?
That's what I was gonna ask, Dave. Did you put down money for that, or did you get the Hollywood Dave hookup?
No, I did not get the Hollywood Dave hookup. It was a birthday gift. But listen, I will say, so he was 2 hours late.
Okay.
There was no.
He put the Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, there was no lead up music, DJ, none of that. We literally were sitting there for 2 hours talking amongst ourselves.
In quiet. everybody talking about it, but they didn't pipe in no music or nothing.
Nothing. Wow. Literally.
Okay. Can I ask you this question?
Yeah. He was still in the building.
He's still in the building. He still is in the building. We're gonna talk about that.
He was there the whole time. Like,
he's still there. We're let talk them about
wait.
Let me ask you this question. Did you pay the $40 for the chicken fingers?
No. I did not pay the $40 for the chicken fingers. I had a ginger beer, and I think I bought Jamila some wine, and then I think I bought my sister-in-law some drinks. But
that was like $200,
$400.
No, I had a lemonade. I did not have a ginger beer at the concert, but yeah, I had a lemonade. The lemonade was probably somewhere in the area of $5, $6 maybe. But yeah, I will say the album sounded fire. What was finished. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it came out afterwards that he literally is living in the Mercedes-Benz stadium down there.
Right.
He had to bring in betting, and you know, he had his own personal chef, and they built a studio in the stadium so that he could finish his album. So he was literally there after the concert, or listening.
Still party. There.
He was still there.
Yeah, he's living there. He's there right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah, he's there right now. The
album's my supposed question to drop. Is, why yeah. did he pick Atlanta for that?
Well, let me. Yeah. Who plays in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
The Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons.
And I think that they have a soccer team too, right?
Yeah, Atlanta FC.
Nobody gives a damn about that.
Preseason starts next month, right?
Because I think
it starts next week.
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd be walking around practices, just, you know.
It's him and Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. Like, why did you pick Atlanta?
Well, I guess he was born there, which I never knew. He was
You didn't know that?
No.
Him and Ludacris essentially swapped. Like, they both, Ludacris was born in Illinois, I think Chicago. No, maybe right outside Chicago. And then
Kanye was like born Greenfield.
Yeah. And then Kanye Peoria was born in Atlanta. Something. But at 3 years old, they both moved to the other place and effectively, you know.
Similarly, drove past each other on the highway.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. And then I think, did his mom also teach there for a little bit?
That part I don't know. But I definitely know he was born in Atlanta and there till about 3 years old. And then he said it in the song, man. I met this girl when I was 3 years old. What I love in coming home.
I sure did.
Home, though. Home.
Yeah.
That I think on the mixtape it was coming home.
It was home on the mixtape, then he changed it to
the
home.
The point I'm making is, whatever.
I'm being the baby. I'm double down in my wrongness.
The point I'm making is, what he referred to as home was Chicago. So I feel like your listening party probably should have been, United Center?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, niggas was letting him move in for a month.
Yeah, Jerry Carlson.
I mean, who wants to live on the West Side for a month? Let's be real. The album will be done right now. Hell about it,
man. Shout out to my people out west. Yeah, man. I don't know. No, but it was funny. I found out one of my cousin's husbands works there, and he gave us the whole rundown right before that story broke that he was there. So he was telling us about all the like ridiculous and crazy requests and stuff he had. But you know, the dude is a genius. I mean, you can't get around it. Like, anybody that can command that type of audience and literally like walk around, and people were still excited. It was buying the like $200
the merch shirts.
Yeah, the merches. So I was just like, yo, this dude has really got, he has it. You know, it's crazy you want to call him.
Yeah. So, all right. So listen, what does the music sound like? That's really like, I'm still mad at this nigga for hugging Trump and like, being so like, so I'm still super cool on Ye.
Yeah,
it's like Ye is the family member that I love, but I can't fuck with him. Yeah, and he's doing too much, and I just can't fuck with him. But I'm not gonna lie, I am curious what this music is gonna sound like, and when the album finally drops, whenever it does, I'm definitely gonna give it a spin or two. And if I like it, I might find a way to reconcile listening to it. But like, what does the music sound like?
Well, it's supposed to drop August 5th.
Supposed to drop the night that he did the fucking theme.
Yeah,
the night he did the party.
Right, but apparently he had Jay-Z recorded his verse that night or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, it's actually bars. I like that. I like the verse.
Yeah, but Akon's brother Boo, I think, who's on Kanye's management team or manages him. I saw he had posted the release date of August 5th. So apparently that's when the album's supposed to drop, and I'm sure they probably have an eviction notice at
the
stadium.
Well, no, it should be the 6th, right? Because that's a Friday.
Yeah, but it's probably dropping like, you know, probably like midnight or
at
something.
At midnight,
like that.
Yeah.
But so the fact that he posted that, I'm gonna say that it's probably legit, but then again, with Kanye, you just never know.
No, I'm just gonna wait.
You can push it out to Christmas,
right? But the music, I mean, dude, I heard some bangers on there. A lot of people are saying it sounds like Old Hungry Ye. So I feel like it was it felt like a mixture of a lot of his different albums. Like I definitely heard some stuff that sounded like Dark and Twisted Fantasy. I heard some stuff that sounded like Jesus Is King. I heard some stuff that, you know, sounded like Yeezus. And then I heard some stuff. I didn't really hear, you know, College Dropout Kanye, but I did hear some joints that I would definitely, you know, like.
Dropout Ye would be pissed at this Kanye. I'm sorry, Dave, go ahead.
Well, you remember the joint, the album he was supposed to come out with that that song All Day was on?
What was that album supposed to be?
Was that Yandy or Good Ass Job?
I think initially it was supposed to be Good Ass Job, and then it was going to be called.
It was Yandy, right?
Nah, it had another name. It was like To This Day or something like that. But anyway, he had a couple joints on there that kind of reminded me of like All Day on there. And so it from what I heard, dude, it sounded really good. And I'm kind of excited for it. So we'll see. We'll see. But you know, Kim Kardashian was in the house. It was tons of other, you know, celebrities that was there to, you know, watch him stand in the middle of an arena.
Hey, so wait, here's my question. Because
interrupt in practice. Bam, can y'all be quiet? I'm trying to work over here.
Right.
So Dave, that's my last question. So like, okay, because Ye has jumped on the Jesus train and he's something of a Bible thumper now, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So, but the lyrical, I mean, was he only, there's nothing wrong about rapping. There's nothing wrong with rapping about God, but like as far as the lyrical content, did he talk about social issues or something, or was it just like all God is King?
I want to say yes, but honestly, like it was playing so loud, you couldn't hear all of the vocals. So,
I'm mad you say he's jumping on the Jesus train,
man. Oh, you know what? You know what's funny?
Last two albums have been
He made Jesus walk. He's still on the Jesus.
But I'm saying, you know, there was a variety of the content in the early albums. The last two albums have been like strictly gospel rap.
So you know what's asking? You know what's funny, BA?
No, not the last two. What's up?
The original name of that album that All Day was supposed to be on was the name of 2 Chainz's last album. So Help Me God.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. No. So yeah, man, it was definitely an experience. Do I regret going? No. It was one of those things that, you know, I could say I was there to watch Kanye come out in a hot ass red, I don't know what it was, Avirex, Pelly, you know, red tank top, red pants, and a stocking.
I'm sure it was Yeezy.
Stocking. Who you bragging to that about, Dave? Man, kind of a red jumpsuit with a stocking.
Dude, it makes for great coffee conversation.
You know? I would assume he had on his own brand, though, is what I'm saying.
Right. You know,
think Yeezy Gap.
You know, years down the line, I could just be at a book club or something and be like, yo, you know, that reminds me of the time when I was at Kanye's listening party with 40 other thousand people watching him walk across an arena. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, hopefully that event was not a super spreader, although Atlanta has gone back on their lockdowns. They're back to phase 3.
Wait, Atlanta went on lockdown? They never did that in the first place, did they?
Facts. Nah. Yeah. They never.
Atlanta been living their best life.
Yeah. But they did recently go to phase 3, apparently, because the Delta variant is here.
So. Yo, I just don't think people are taking this Delta variant seriously enough, man. Like, I mean, listen, I know I want to go out and just do regular shit, but like, yo.
Yeah. Do you really want to go out? Do you really want to go out?
I mean, you know, right. I don't go out much. Y'all know that. But periodically, yeah, I like to pop out and do something. But like, and I was just getting to the point where I was comfortable moving around. Listen, I came out to Cali to do some work shit, but I haven't been out kicking it since I've been here. I've been in the house. And I'm fully vaxxed, but yeah, like I just don't think people are taking this shit serious enough, man.
Nah, they're not. They're not. And then you got idiots like freaking Governor Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, dumbass, you know, banning mask mandates. I mean, it's just like, in what world do you think it's even like necessary to try to ban something that's actually supposed to prevent people from getting sick? I mean, it's just the dumbest shit in the world to me.
Yo, just as you said that, I'm scrolling and I see this headline, Florida breaks record with more than 21,000 new COVID cases in a single day.
Yeah.
That's the highest total since the start of the pandemic today.
Of course. And that's why
they just want to clear out the stupid people and repopulate Florida.
Well, they need to start at the top because, you know,
they will.
Yeah. You got the idiot, leader. Everybody to their grave.
Guy couldn't even put on his mask right. So I mean, let's be clear, he was not doing that at all,
right? And man, what y'all been keeping up with the Simone Biles stuff going on with the Olympics?
Let's get into this. Yeah, listen, you know,
sis says she tired. She ain't fucking with it right now. Sis said what she said. Anybody else said that got an issue with it? Can kiss both our asses.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's definitely, you know, of course, catching a bad rap because, you know, everybody's an authority and everybody thinks that mental health is not something they think it's a weakness, and which is why people are, you know, scared to mention their vulnerabilities in the first place. And, you know, in today's cancel culture.
I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like she don't owe nobody shit.
Yeah,
right.
She don't owe nobody nothing. Listen, I'm not feeling it. Because her thing was, it's not so much even mental. It's not like a mental illness. Yeah. It's literally if my brain is not in what I'm doing. I'm not. That's how you get hurt. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Did y'all see that one flip she did when she almost didn't, she couldn't bring herself around quite the way she should have? Like, if it's not lining up mentally with your physical, you might want to step back. Because you can end up really fucking some shit up. And for what? For who?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't got to prove nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
Right. It's so, like, with her on the uneven bar, she up there doing those flips and stuff like that. Like, you can miss a bar and, like, crack your neck. Like, if I'm not into it, I'm not going to be into it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even so much a mental illness or a depression thing. It's just, right now, I'm not, it's the focus thing. Yeah. I can't really focus on what I need to do what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And that becomes more so like, I feel like that's safety at that point. Because if I can't focus on it, I shouldn't be doing it.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that is. Like, so yeah, like I say, she don't owe nobody no explanations. She's done more than enough.
She is the gymnastic goat.
She, you know what I'm saying? She is the absolute goat. So what more do y'all want?
Right.
But see, there's another thing. Is people saying that she bought that on herself with that goat talk in the first place.
What? Fuck that. She's the goat. Like, it's not like she said that shit and she couldn't back it up. Like,
wait, what did she say? I don't
she just wore, like, Drew, I think this was what you're talking about. Like, she, I know, I remember one time she wore, like, an outfit, a leotard. And it had like goat and rhinestone on her arm or whatever. And so what they're saying that like this is like what payback or something for her claiming to be the goat.
So what? Jordan the goat, did he not retire and go play baseball?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Did he not have that? That's him taking a break from what he does. You can't tell me he's not the goat because like come on, man. That people just say any damn thing at this point. Now, that girl, until somebody proved that she ain't the goat, then she the motherfucking goat.
So yeah, leave her and Naomi Osaka and leave them alone.
And Serena while we had it, goddamn it.
Right.
Has she, I know she had another event that she was going to compete in.
She pulled out.
She pulled out of that one too?
Yeah.
Okay. So she like done now? I think
she might be done. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Well, at least on an extended break, maybe.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, much you respect.
Don't even come back for 2024.
Yeah.
I mean, but it'll be like world, world competitions leading up to the 2024 Olympics. So, like, she'll have opportunities to, you know, to compete in the next couple years if she wants.
But does she even need to?
She doesn't need to. It's all about if she wants to, and if she feels like, you know, if she feels like she's done, then she's done. She's definitely made a mark and done more than enough. But, like, she's pulling out of this. She's going to take some time. And if she decides she wants to come back, then cool. And if she doesn't come back, then cool, too. At least that's how it should be.
Yeah.
She's already, what is she, 24?
Is she? Yeah. I think
already
so.
Considered up in age for her sport.
Yeah.
And we talking about 2 years from now for a world competition and then another 2 years. You're talking about 28 by the time the next Olympics come around? Hey, I don't know if she's going to want to do it.
I just saw a lady. She was a gymnast. She'd been to 8 straight Olympics. She's like 41.
True. Wow. Okay. True. That she's like Romania or some shit, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They ain't got shit to do with it.
Right. Right.
What else are you going to do?
Right. Be a vampire or some shit. I don't know.
Wow.
Sorry.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to exclude my Romanian folks, so don't take heart to that.
Dave, do you have Romanian friends?
I might know some Romanian folks.
Man. Hey, but real talk, I don't think Simone is gonna be going till she's 41. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm just saying.
I honestly cannot remember the last time I watched an Olympics. I'm sorry to say. I just haven't had interest like that.
Not even
it was 96. It was 96.
Probably. Who was that? I think that's when
that was Atlanta.
That was when Caitlin was Bruce. Is that back when that was?
No, that dude ain't been in the Olympics since the 70s, G.
Okay. All right.
Plus Caitlin was Bruce like 10 years ago, so 5 years ago maybe. Like
Yeah, but I only watched the Olympics for basketball.
What are we doing? Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Then we like trash like the first game or something. But...
So I'm gonna start from the beginning.
We've been
to Nigeria.
Wow. Hey man, you know what I'm saying?
No. We lost to some dudes, and I'm calling out my own African people who chuck spears for a living. Lost to Nigeria,
Andrew. I can say it.
Oh my God, this African on African crime.
I can say it. Dude, like.
See, when Drew says it, it's fine. When I say it,
demon's fine.
It's not fine if Drew says it. Really?
Why not? I'm coming after all people. It don't make a difference.
Technically, you're not from Nigeria, so you're not really coming after your own people, but whatever.
They're from Africa.
Go off Monday.
Yeah. Then. Then we lost to some kangaroo hugging Australians.
You're just gonna be racist across the board.
Oh my God. Equal opportunity racist.
Okay, we cleaned it up. We beat Spain and the other game got called because of COVID. Because, my man Bradley Beal had to sit down and stuff like that. Then you fly all the way to Tokyo, the first game off the bat. We lose to Pepe Le Pew in France.
Pepe Le Pew.
Technically, wouldn't this be nationalism as opposed to racism? Like he's
exactly. So anyway,
Drew, that's not good if it is.
by technical, I'm gonna say
right. Then okay, we beat Iran. I ain't gonna mess with Iran.
No, you're not gonna mess.
Why
with
not?
Iran.
I'm sure there's another racist joke coming behind why he's not messing with Iran.
I'm not gonna say nothing bad about Iran. Oh y'all, great country.
Imagine saying something bad about Iran and then boom.
Oh Jesus! I'm with y'all, man.
That's it. Just boom.
Don't encourage them with sound effects, Dave.
God. I want to say that. Okay, then we beat Iran, and then we beat the Czech Republic. I don't know nothing about them, but
You don't know they are so far down on the racial
right. Don't know nothing about them.
But I can't even think of a racist stereotype.
Here's my thing. But here's the thing. Two things that don't have a problem with that team. Not only the fact that we got this old coach who has been stuck in his way since like the beginning of...
Really? We doing Pop slander?
Yes. Yes. Pop sucks.
Pop is one of the greatest coaches on... I mean, okay. All right,
okay, even ahead, even the greatest coaches in the world,
so like he's past his prime.
Exactly. Mm. Like, dude, you have the greatest players. Well, not the greatest NBA players right now because
you have them at really the crib. Good players,
right? But you still got them running that old San Antonio offense. Which the only three people I knew who could run that old San Antonio offense was David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker.
Definitely named four people. Fuck Avery Bradley. That's what you're saying.
Definitely named four people right there as well.
What I'm saying is those have been the key cogs in that championship run.
True.
Okay, so fuck Kawhi.
Well, yeah, I was about to say you can't leave Kawhi out of the mix.
Sean Elliott, like,
Bruce Bowen.
I said key.
Vinny Del Negro, my nigga.
Hey, did Big Shot Bob play with them too?
Right.
Did Big Shot Bob Horry play with them too?
He did.
He was there.
Yeah. He ain't win no chip there, but he played there.
Yeah, he did. I think he did. But yeah, he didn't hit a big shot then. So.
Hey, didn't he? Wasn't that him that hip checked Steve Nash into the?
Yeah, he got people suspended.
Yeah.
All right, that's your big shot right there, Steve Nash. Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm saying is that team has like the game has passed you by. That's why you got Coach K retiring this year. That's why you got Phil Jackson sitting his happy ass down.
Yeah. What Drew is saying is the system that the coach is running is not quite as effective in today's landscape as it has been in previous eras.
Mm. Got you.
See how I just did that, Drew? I ain't have to say nothing racist about nobody.
Wait, are you on me? Are you really talking about me?
I'm just
really, really, really. Who calls me a spear chuck every chance he gets?
That's different.
Whatever. <geez. laughs> Now, when I want to be like you, then you got a problem with it, man. Yeah. Suck it up.
Shut up, man. Listen.
Just say you was only one room for one asshole in this group.
I'm gonna tell you the same thing I tell my child. You can say anything you want to say as long as you prepare for what happens after that.
Have I had a problem with saying stuff before? No. I don't give a shit.
That's my lesson I teach my kid in life. Like, say what you want. But whatever happens after that, be ready to deal with it.
Yo.
So if you feel like, you can handle the situation, go right ahead.
Let's go. Ain't no... Let's go.
Yo, speaking of basketball, it's been a lot of questionable moves going on right now.
Are we talking about LeBron?
Westbrook to LA?
Yep.
So let's get into this real quick. So LeBron needed another friend. He's like, I need help.
Super Friends version, what, 3.4.0 at this point?
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And when I keep on seeing this slander about Jordan, like, Jordan had all-stars. Jordan had one all-star. Yep. One.
DJ made an all-star game.
BJ was not. I mean, Michael went on the team when BJ made the all-star team.
True. Horace Grant made an all-star game.
Satan went with Mike. Michael wasn't with him when he made all-star.
That ain't the point. They all played with Mike. But I see what you're saying though. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's the same old. It's just like, okay, bro, like we get it. You want to win, but I mean, really? Like just stacking the deck like that? Is that
I'm not mad. I'm actually happy that Westbrook get to go play at home.
Yeah, like, right.
That's an awesome thing for him to get to go play in LA. However, like, I'm so over this nigga Bron and his, like, we're going to team up together. We're going to get this together. Like, and the thing is, like, people say it's the front. It's not the front office. Like, you got to remember who, like,
But wait, Bron ain't the only one that, like, does this. I mean, Kyrie and KD conspired to get together in Brooklyn, and then they
Bron's the one who does it consistently.
Listen. He needs to take a page out of his own book, like he did with the Toon Squad. You know,
That wasn't real life days.
I saw it while I was out of town, by the way.
Trash.
But I'm saying though, the Toon Squad was like, you know, they were not great players, and he, you know, he still was able to make it happen with them, man. But I don't understand, man. I just don't get it.
The Bron, just like that, like the Space Jam movie, is trash. First of all, let's get into the Space Jam movie. Did Michael go into space to play that game?
He did.
It wasn't a Space Jam with LeBron. It was a computer jam.
It was.
It was like, it's an Apple Jam or HP. That's what that was. The little corny ass jokes, even though it was kind of funny when Porky Pig did his little freestyle.
Yeah,
that was funny.
I actually like that scene.
But that scene where he just said, well, before that, he said, Porky, fry him. Come on, G. Corny as fuck.
Well, look, in all fairness, I'm not going to front. I did not hate the movie. You know, it was for what it was.
I can't get the hour and a half of my life back.
But I'm just tired of seeing him stack the deck, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just you know, I saw Giannis took the little shot, you know.
Congratulations to the Bucks.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Man, like, one of my friends who was from Milwaukee, he said, like, when they was down two, he wasn't worried at all. He was like, yeah, they're gonna come back and win.
Wow. Even though Wisconsin doesn't deserve nice things.
That's what I was waiting on. Thank you.
Facts. Plus, I'm finding out Aaron Rodgers is coming back for at least another year.
I hope he tears every ACL, PCL.
I've never prayed for an ACL tear harder.
Right.
Oh my god.
I hope he tears Abungada. That's
wow.
I hope he tears all of it.
Rest in peace to the Cubs.
don't want to talk about it.
They had a
really. Are we doing this right now?
That's what we have to do.
They have a fire sale right now.
Everything must go.
hey, I heard we traded the Nacho cart.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
They really got I just don't like
friendly confines is not so friendly, huh? Like,
I just don't understand. I mean, BA, Drew, y'all can explain it better. Y'all are diehard Cubs fans and y'all be keeping up, but like, from the outside looking in, like, y'all won the chip literally barely 5 years ago. So, like, I just don't understand how you don't try to keep that core together for it. I mean, I know, like, you...
Well, you got to understand that core had a six or seven-year run.
Right.
So they were designed to have a 6-7-year
run? Dude, every team is designed like that.
That's actually correct. Drew's correct. Because in baseball, you got contracts and shit to do with it. Like, financially, it benefits the team to win early before they get to those at fourth or fifth year of those players, or fifth or sixth years in that range. Then you start talking about paying more and more money. So they were able to win that chip while those players were still young. And a couple things happened. I know Theo kind of stepped down. He stepped away. I'm sure the Ricketts family didn't want to spend the money that it would have took to keep all of those guys. It was a lot. They did everything they could with that roster. That's what it was. They did everything they could with that roster, but sometimes it don't last forever.
Right. Yeah. You can, just like how we just talked about LeBron and having his team stacked, you gotta look at that team. That team had like 4, 5, 6 all-stars on that team. Yeah. You couldn't keep everybody. You can't keep everybody.
Yeah.
So, like, let's not forget when the White Sox won, Aaron Warren, out of here.
He was in Philadelphia. Uribe was in with the Giants. Right. I'm told y'all, like 20 minutes after they won, they ain't even put the trophy on the case yet. This nigga was a Giant.
Right.
it happened. You know what I'm saying? It's not
like... They pulled him off the parade bus like, hey, you...
Hey, you, hey, hey, you, You out, my nigga. Deuces.
Well, I guess the thing is, like, y'all are right, but the shit didn't happen in one day within 3 hours. Like, y'all got rid of everybody.
But you got to also remember, too, it was a shortened season last year. That was that COVID season.
Yeah.
They couldn't do nothing.
Really, and here go the thing, too. I don't know how close you follow it, but it wasn't, for me and Drew, it wasn't a huge shocker. They've been talking about this.
Y'all niggas was while. Crying like y'all didn't.
No, it wasn't. Was, you hate to see it happen, but you kind of, we knew it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they've been talking about this for a while.
They talked about this since last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we just thought we was going to lose maybe one or two.
I figured
Brian and Rizzo were both gone.
I felt like Bryant definitely did not see it coming. Like, he was like,
Bryant was the one who saw it coming the most.
Really? Yeah,
he just didn't know when.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Bryant has been fighting to get to free agency since he was a rookie. Like, they had a whole controversy about when the Cubs brought him up to keep like an extra year of service for the team. He's been he has been the one who has known it the longest. And so, yeah, his name came up last year, and they had it's been forever with Chris Bryant. So we kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Rizzo kind of, I want to say his name ain't been floating around that long, but when it came up. So now, you know, but I just didn't see Javi coming. I thought they would, you know, at least keep
him, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, once I heard it say he's going to where? Oh, Lord, it's over with. So it is what it is. But like I said, we had a nice run. You know, it hurt. It hurt.
Scrubs again.
Hey, don't worry. Those white side, y'all got like 4 or 5 years. There may be like 3 or 4 years left, and then it's going to happen again. This whole circle of baseball.
I love how they say that. But like, how long did it take the Sox to become relevant again after 2005?
That's fine.
Now?
Nigga, how long did it take the Cubs to be relevant?
No, we would.
Won a fucking chip. It was a 100-year drought and shit.
Same thing with you guys. What are you talking about?
That's fine. Well, yeah, right now, yeah, we up. Yeah. Well, right now, we up. Y'all down, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
It is what it is. We'll take that out. But guess what? Until y'all win one, don't say Jack now.
Yeah, I barely just won one, but okay, Drew.
It's been what, 15 years since you guys won?
Nigga, again.
16.
It's
all right. It's okay.
That's fine.
It's all right, Teach. You know.
I know they're hurt. It's residual feelings. They're still emotional about the day. So I get it.
The good guys wear black. Don't worry about it. It's not good.
I'm just saying that the last championship this city has seen.
Right. It was the Cubs.
The Cubs were the last ones to win a championship in the city.
What?
You're saying the last championship Chicago has seen is because the Cubs won the last championship for the city, but also they were the very last major sports team in the city to win a championship in recent memory in the last century. Like, the Sox won, the Bulls, everybody won. We was waiting on the Cubs to fucking contribute, and they finally did. So, yes, BA, the last championship of the city was via the Cubs, but they were also the last people in the city to win a championship.
Let me tell you how y'all catch the underlying racist thing we just did right there. I'm sure the Blackhawks have the most recent championship.
No, I think they don't. They don't.
Like a year. I'll take that back. We didn't do anything underlyingly racist. We didn't ignore hockey.
No,
I said in the four major sports.
Okay. All right. You wanted to make sure we didn't just like skip over.
No.
You better not say it.
I'll tell you who won the most recent championship.
Who?
The GDs. Because they didn't let the GDs in the door.
First of all.
Oh my God. Don't choke yourself. All,
right. I hate to say it. I've listened to another podcast and they said that's gonna be their favorite song of the summer.
Bro.
I'm listening to this and he's actually singing the song on the podcast. I got my windows open in the Jeep.
Nope.
I was like, no, I had to turn this down.
We went to the Trap Museum while we was in Atlanta, and we actually participated in the Trap Escape Room. and they played Let the GDs in the Door. Oh yeah, this is a real thing.
The concept of that.
I will give Clifford props for that.
Yep. You know. Are there sirens playing while you're trying to escape?
It's like you put you
in an R. Kelly jail cell.
It's only like three rooms in the trap in the escape room, but you start off in a trap house, and there's a crackhead in there.
Seriously,
I'm totally 100% serious. And then there's another dude in there, and you got to go through this trap house and find all these clues. And you know, meanwhile, you got the crackhead homeless dude harassing you, and you got one of the D-boys harass you at the same time while they helping you, but at the same time they harassing you and talking shit about you.
Are these real actors playing these people?
Got a crackhead from outside.
So no, I'm just saying, like, so somebody's resume says crackhead at the Trap House Museum.
Your IMDb says crackhead at the Trap Museum.
Oh my god.
Smoke the acting job.
It was so much fun, though. It was so much fun, but yeah, they played. They didn't let the GDs in the door while we was in the trap house. Escape.
Yo, this is how, like, I feel like this is how when the Crip Walk became commercialized.
Yeah,
I saw some GD sneakers.
Why are they playing GDs in the door in Atlanta? Is GDs in Atlanta like that?
GDs everywhere, my nigga.
Yeah. Right. They didn't let them in the door, so they everywhere.
Didn't somebody wait? I think I don't know if it was on our group chat. It might have been my family group chat. I think somebody said they sent a picture of a girl taking her maternity pictures, throwing up the forks.
Wow!
I'm like, okay,
yeah,
that's great parenting.
They didn't let them in the door, man. But yeah, so they won the last championship to GDs.
Hey, man. We forgot to, you know, we got to do one thing. We got to get serious for a second, man. Rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Man, yeah, man. Nobody beats the Biz. Legendary. Just the cat who made hip hop fun. Like, you know, when he came into the door, it was like you had never seen anybody like him, and it was like his just spirit and energy, and just comedic, you know, tone to his music and everything. It was just made you love him from the jump, man, and truly, truly will be missed. I've gotten to see him. Got to see him DJ a couple times.
Me too. Yeah.
And he just was just a cool cat, man.
What's like one of y'all most underrated Biz songs? Like everybody knows Just a Friend and Vapors, but like what's a joint that like that's underrated that doesn't get enough love?
Easy, Kicking Boogers.
Right. I was just about to say the same thing.
Kicking Boogers was.
That's goal. Where I was going. Picking Boogers is my shit. Hey, Mom, what's for dinner? Go up your nose and pick a winner. Picking Boogers. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
I think we all just said
it. Yeah.
My bad. Just it. Yeah. I got a call that came through, and so it went dark for a minute.
I think Make the Music With Your Mouth gets underlooked quite a bit. Because I think didn't Rozelle remake that?
I think he did.
But yeah, that early It's Spring Again was another one that was kind of slept on. Right. But that early Biz stuff, what was it? Was it me and the Biz? Who was that? Was that Master Ace?
Uh huh.
And Biz Markie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of early stuff that just don't get enough love. Like I understand, like, It used to get me like, it was getting to me like they refer to him as the Just a Friend rapper. I'm like, okay, I get it. That's his biggest hit. But if you know, you know. If you were there,
right?
Like, you know, it was way more than just a friend.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, you got to understand that. That's like, I mean, commercials to this day still play that song.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I get it. I get it. It just, I don't like when they, I don't like it, but I understand it.
Another thing, too, is he, you know, he doesn't get enough credit for his beatboxing prowess. I think so many people always, you know, went to Buff from the Fat Boys, but Biz was definitely notorious for that. I think that was one of the big reasons why when Will Smith, you know, had him in the Men in Black movie, and they had that scene together in the post office where, you know, Biz was supposed to be like an alien, right, and they were communicating.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It was communicating together and in beatboxing. You know, that was his thing. You know what I'm saying? But
Biz might have been the one. He might have been the DJ at the last Brewfest we was at.
Oh yeah. I think he was actually. Yeah.
I was going to say, was that the Brewfest or the?
That was the Brewfest.
It was the Brewfest. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. Definitely shout out to, you know, the Juice Crew and, you know, G Rap and Kane and all of them, man. You know, that came up with them.
Protect Dougie Fresh at all costs.
Yeah. I was. There was also, I think Vibe had put out this list of like 30 classic rap and R&B songs that was influenced by Biz. And they had like Funky Technician on there by Lord Finesse.
Hmm.
No Vaseline by Ice Cube.
Okay, wait, explain that.
Well, when Cube was sampling all the different records on that album or that song, rather, Vapors was one of the chops that Sir Jinx used for that record.
I'm trying to hear it. Okay.
The drums from Biz Dance Part 1 were used on What's the 411 on Mary's on You Remind Me on the What's the 411 album.
Hmm.
You know what else going off is
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wow, okay,
ain't nothing to fuck with. Sampled Nobody Beats the Biz. The drums on.
Oh, yeah, I didn't catch it. You just said it. Wow,
Break of Dawn, had Biz a one-two.
Show us.
It Ain't Hard to Tell. Remix by Nas used vocal sample from Nobody Beats the Biz. Things Didn't Change by Notorious B.I.G. had a subtle vocal sample from Vapors. Yeah, so lot of tracks, day.
Man. We about to be an hour into it, but let's also talk about Versus.
No, boy.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that that's coming up, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I think that is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Dipset.
I'm riding with Lox all day.
All day.
Lox, LOX.
All day.
I love Dipset. I just don't think they got enough in the tank. Jimmy got balling, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What else Jimmy got?
Some people, the Ballin remix, it's gonna be
Cam heavy. Santana might have one or two from the joint. Then it's the Diplomatic Immunity album and all Cam. And so I'm riding with the Lox because they got the Lox stuff, and then of course Jada and Styles, and even and Sheik. I think people sleep on Sheik, but Sheik got a couple of hard bangers that I just feel like the Lox got more. And they in the clip.
Hell Rail ain't got no joints.
Who?
Anyone really gravitated to, Dave. I wonder if Hell Rail is going to be there. Is he locked up?
No, I think he's out right now. I believe so.
All
right.
Well,
nobody in life ever said, "Hey, put on that new Hell Rail."
Except for Hell Rail.
Everybody. Everybody's wondering if drunk Uncle Jadakiss is gonna show up.
Yes,
he has to, man. I feel like they're in New York. They're gonna be in New York with it.
They're gonna be in Madison Square Garden.
They're in the Garden, G. Man. Like I know they're gonna be getting lit backstage before they come out. Drunk Uncle Jada gotta be there.
So then you know they're gonna play some DMX stuff in there too. They're gonna.
That's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be over with, dude.
Because Cam got some good features on some other shit, but Jimmy and Jules don't really. I don't think Jules gonna play the unreleased "Can't Feel My Face" album with Weezy or something.
He gonna play "Run It,"
quite possibly.
Yeah, he can play "Run It."
That's a good one. But I just feel like the Locks got more in the clip.
Wait, didn't Jimmy do a song? What's that dude? The throw some D's. Is that Rich Boy? Didn't Jimmy?
He did jump on the remix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't Jimmy got that? What's the one song I'm thinking about? Is it Straight Gangsters? Straight Gangsters?
Certified Gangster.
Certified Gangster.
Yeah, when they use the NWA joint. Okay, yeah. Somebody said on Twitter that Chicago is a everybody rolling with Dipset. I'm like,
Man, I feel like, well, I mean, Cam got a huge Chicago connection and following.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that. Only because I'm just thinking back to that era, and I just know from the people, the discussions I had with people, it was real heavy Dipset. I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I was more of a Locks guy. Wait, but
what was that? What was that?
Are you talking about this?
What?
How we doing?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just forgot. No.
What was that? This nigga got the lot.
Is that in a new SP, Dave? You got the kiss? You straight sampling people now? You putting samples into it?
Man, not because
I know that didn't come with the
not yet.
Going off music for a second too. Don't forget, y'all. Netflix is about to drop the documentary at the Malice at the Palace.
Oh yes. Definitely can't wait to see that. Classic, man. Classic. I might even been in Naptown when that happened.
That was in Detroit.
That's cool because they were in Detroit. So
yeah, if you was in Naptown, you missed it,
man. but still, it was like, you know, that was big for, you know, Indianapolis at the time because it was just like everybody was just like, wow, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to see if Ron Artest explained why he wouldn't fuck with Ben Wallace, but then he ran up on some random little nigga in the crowd that didn't even do what he thought he did. Like,
right. I think Steven Jackson was just looking to, you know, look for a reason to, you know, haul off on somebody.
When it started, he got pushed by Ben Wallace, and instead of him going up to Ben Wallace, he decided to turn around and go lay on the scorer's table.
Right. Listen, in Ron's defense, have you actually seen Ben Wallace? I can't say that I completely fault him there.
I mean, Ben Wallace is a good 6'9", 6'10" with the afro that probably bring him up to 7'2".
Very intimidating looking.
Yeah,
Ron Artest is come on. All right.
Well, listen, Ron Artest still knew he shouldn't fuck with Ben Wallace.
Right.
Obviously, but
the funny thing about it is the dude that threw the the beer or whatever at Ron Artest, they're cool now. Like, they talk on the phone.
Oh, wow. So I'm sure he's going to be in a documentary.
Oh, you know, he got that check. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So is the dude that he actually ran up on going to be in there? Because he didn't run up on the dude who threw the beer.
That one I don't know.
The funniest thing about that whole documentary and just that whole scene was the fact that after the whole fight came, you remember it was a scene where, I mean, not a scene, it was a part where some dude ran up on Ron on a court.
Yeah.
To this day, people say that dude who played Turtle from Entourage.
Wow.
Because he looked just like it. Yeah, they say he looked just like him. And they say, to this day, he still had to say, that was not me.
Wow.
I'm a Knicks fan.
Hilarious. And Ron Artest was in, I think, Like a Man with Jerry Ferrara.
He was.
Yep, sure was.
Wow.
And that also was the end of anything remotely physical in basketball. Like, they changed everything after that.
Yeah.
People are going to watch this documentary and be amazed at how physical the game was in comparison to now.
Oh, you know how that's also, but that goes back to the whole LeBron thing. Like, you call him the GOAT, he's a fucking linebacker
playing against, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's 6'8", and he runs downhill.
Yeah.
6'8", 250, and he runs downhill. Yeah. Who's going to stand in his way? Because you can't touch anybody anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know how many fathers going to have their sons look at this documentary and say, you know what? This is a game. This is real basketball. Right. This is when men play basketball. That's right. What we're going to get.
Meanwhile, the Twitterverse is going to be like, oh, my God, they were so barbaric back then.
Right. Right. Exactly.
This is the era that the GOAT played in. You know what I mean? Like, imagine Mike playing in today's rules.
Oh, my God.
Man, averaging 60.
For real. Yeah. Like, and Mike didn't even shoot threes like that. Not till late in his career. Like, right. Imagine him now.
Yeah.
Averaging around 60, maybe like 10 assists. He'd have been Russell on steroids.
Yep.
Well, 10 assists, maybe 10 rebounds, like 6 steals.
Yeah, but shit, Kobe didn't shoot threes like that either.
This is true.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Chantel Jackson and Nelly are no longer together. That's all I got.
All right.
Okay, hey, all right. I got two questions in response to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
One, who is Chantel Jackson?
Gee, you ain't never seen Chantel Jackson?
Listen.
Right. Do your Googles, my man.
She was Floyd Mayweather's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, listen.
That does nothing for me.
Okay,
listen, we have to do your that. Googles.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's fine. Okay. Now,
that's just me. Hey, go ahead.
Why should I give a fuck?
Because once you answer the first question, then you give a fuck. So listen, and all that means is Dave and Drew that we gonna beat BA to her DMs because he don't even know who she is.
Go ahead. Yeah. Dave and Drew, you guys go right ahead.
I'm not in there. My bad.
This dude.
Yo, so let's get into something else. Over the break, that you know that me and BA went to a concert.
Yeah, which one was this? I saw pictures or something.
This was in Indiana. It was a nice, it was called, now I forgot what the name of the code thing. Festival of the Lakes is in Indiana.
Yes.
They had hip hop night. First act was Twista, which they cut in the middle of his set. Yeah, because he bought some new dude out. Nobody knew his song, so I don't know what's going on. But here's what the problem we had.
Wait, before you even say that, Drew, and I'll let them determine this. So you have Twista opening up. Now, following Twista, what you have is Busta Rhymes is on the show, Nelly's on the show. What order do you guys put them in? Who's performing?
Right.
Who's closing the show?
I would imagine Busta Rhymes.
What part of Indiana y'all in?
Hammond.
It doesn't matter, Dave. It's Indiana.
It does matter. Hammond. Because if it's GI, you know what I'm saying? You probably go with Buster. If it's
Hammond.
Valparaiso, you're going to go with Nelly.
Hammond.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, we're in Hammond.
Okay. So you're going to tell me that Nelly had to follow Busta Rhymes?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Oh, my God. I don't even see Busta Rhymes going for that.
Here's the thing. Not only is that, they tell Busta it's a clean show. Wait. Now they get on. Every third word is a cuss word.
Wow.
I'm sure they told Nelly too. He just didn't care.
Yeah. Right. But yeah. And here's the thing. Nelly playing got cheat codes. Let's be clear. He was up there playing like old Michael Jackson, like mixing Michael Jackson songs with his songs and I'm gonna shout out the grace that we've lost over the last couple months and that cheat codes.
I'm not gonna call it that. Nelly had a good show. He just didn't have a show that should have went on after Busta.
Right.
Like
how long was their set?
Busta was Nelly? Like
or Busta.
Both of them.
Busta was maybe like a good 30 minutes?
probably 30 minutes for Buster.
Yeah.
And now we probably got he 45 minutes to an hour.
An hour, yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
And like Buster was cut, like literally, like, you know, Buster didn't even scratch the surface on his catalog, G.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, come on, you didn't play What's It Gonna Be?
Wow.
Is that Chantel with a C or S?
What an S.
S-H.
S-H, yes.
Right. You didn't play, like, what other song did he did not, I'm trying to think. Did he do any Leaders of the New School?
No.
No, okay, no, he did, yeah.
Like, so you felt cheated?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, like, first of all, the energy went straight down when Nelly came out. It was like, man, dude.
Because it's hard to follow Busta Rhymes. I still don't know how Nelly went for that.
Maybe. That used to be like a regular concert, right? Didn't Ludacris do that one time?
Yeah, Ludacris rolled through. This is like every summer they have a hip hop night at this place, and people, like, it was free. I ain't gonna talk about free. It was free.
I mean, loved it. Just so y'all know, she cool and all. I mean,
okay. All right. Cool. Keep that attitude, sir. Keep that energy.
Cool. You scroll through pictures and, you know,
all right.
Oh,
man.
She looked like she do bottle service.
Wow.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
She looked like the kind of girl that would be the bottle girl in the, like, the fireworks and the shit, and she bring you the damn bottle.
Jeez. In other words, what he's saying is, she wear them furry flip flops.
Oh man!
I'm just saying she. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but she just seemed kind of regular degular to me. I don't really see a lot of stand out ishness. I mean, she cute.
Yeah.
But all right,
that's cool.
Y'all do y'all thing.
That's cool. Oh man. All right, I didn't open up a can of worms. Let me shut up. So, man, I'm excited. The Black Panther DLC is finally dropping August 17th. I've been waiting for this, man.
Getting I'm sorry, the what now?
The Black Panther DLC for the Avengers video game.
Right.
Dropping August 17th.
Okay, you're talking another language. This is my segment to take my break. I'm going to make me something to eat. Y'all talk about DLC. I thought DLC's first album was a classic, but
you said DLC, not DOCG.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This man talking about RBX and I don't get.
Yeah. I saw TLC on BET.
But yeah, BA.
Yeah, but I'm pretty cute, excited.
You took all the way. This man still going in about Chantel.
I'm just going through pictures. Like,
she's all right, but she's not that real. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh yeah, well, let's get into Black Widow, since, you know, DJ can just break.
I didn't see
it. Pay Scarlett her money. That's all I got to say.
I didn't see it.
Wow.
I didn't see it. Was it good? Was it good?
It was good.
It was actually good, yes.
It was actually good.
Okay. Yeah. Disney better give Scarlett her money, that's all I know.
I mean, apparently, agree with that too. Yeah, apparently it's in somebody else's what's her name? What's the girl name who played, like, the movie came out, Cruella.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, she's about to start suing Disney because she was waiting for her back end money.
Wow.
But see, here's my thing is, you still got it on Disney Plus, and you got to pay $30 to watch that movie on Disney Plus.
Right.
Your back end money coming from you getting it from the theater and you getting from that end?
No, Scarlett's point was more her contract said exclusively in theaters. So the fact that y'all put it on Disney Plus in the first place, it's already a violation of the contract.
Right. Yeah.
So, she's supposed to get it cuts into what she gets off the theater, the theatrical release, because everybody ain't go to the theater to see it.
Right. And
so
and,
she has a very valid point.
Yeah. And Disney's trying to make a point where it was a pandemic, but that's great and all, but a contract is still a contract. It doesn't say in the contract, pending a pandemic, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Her thing, my contract says it released exclusively in theaters.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So I thought it was just the whole like money on the back end. That's what she's
that exclusively
about.
Word.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That release is causing her to lose money on the back end from the theaters because people are going are just streaming it. Yeah. And I don't know if she gets what she gets off the streams, but I don't think that was part of the original negotiation.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's about time they, well, first of all, like, I've been to the movies twice since this whole, you know, everything started kind of opening up again.
Yeah.
Good times, good fun. You know, you kind of, you do kind of miss the theater. And, yeah,
totally.
Like, I kind of had, almost had a meltdown at the last time we was at the movie theater. Because, what? Well, it was just a misunderstanding from the back end to the front end. VA was there.
Wait, pause.
You remember when the guy we was ordering the drinks and he said,
Oh, yeah.
So we went to the movie theater, then got the whole little reclining chairs and stuff like that. You know, they got the bar there and everything like that. So it was like, yo, can you? The food is in another section, the alcohol is in this section, and another section. So I'm like, okay, we about to get this liquor. He said, can we leaving it open a tab? Can we use the card over at the food park? Yeah, y'all can do that. Fine. We get there. First of all, you can't find our tickets. That's a whole nother thing. So we get there. I'm about to order my, because I'm going to make this movie. I want to make Black Widow. Let's go.
Yeah.
Nah, G. We get to the food park. He said, no, you can't use your food. I mean, you can't put the food on the tab over there. You got to bring your card. What?
Wait, hold on. Y'all just told me. Dude over there just told me I can use my food, you know, order my food, and y'all put it on my card over there at the bar. No, you can't do that. Dude, I was just like up to here. I'm going to move up. I said, fuck this. Close my tab. I'm sick of shit.
Drew, was this in Indiana as well?
No, this was in, it's in Illinois.
Okay. The moral of the story is, kids, don't ever listen to dude over there.
Yeah, don't listen to those new niggas over there.
Nah,
it's starting to become more Karen moments. I'm just saying because like I'm seeing a lot more Karen moments on internet stuff like that. Now it's starting to get out of control.
I want to see a Karen moment happen to me.
No, we don't want to see that. We definitely.
Yeah, you will go to jail.
Yeah, you definitely will go to jail.
Okay.
Your big black ass making some Karen lose it. The police are going to take her side.
Nah,
I don't see that happening though because it's been a lot of.
I'm from the Wish a Nigga Woods. it never happens to me. The fun stuff never happens to me.
Like it's been. I'm trying to think of one that just recently happened.
But there's the new Karen movie that's coming out. I know. I saw they just had some screenings. Screenings in Atlanta.
Wait, is the Karen movie coming out?
Oh yeah. Yo, check out the trailer. It honestly doesn't look that bad. But
it looks horrible. What are you talking about?
It's like one of those. Apply to something you've seen a million times. It's just now that it's applying to the whole Karen. You know,
Dave, do not go see the Karen movie.
All right.
Are y'all going to see
the Karen movie?
It's called Karen.
It's called Karen. Dave, I can't believe you think that is you have interest in it after seeing that trailer.
Because I think whatchamacallit I think she's a good actress. The girl from Orange is the New Black. I can't think of her name, but I think she's gonna play a good I can't think of her name, but I think she's gonna. I think she was in 8 Mile, she was in Hustle and Flow. And 8 Mile, maybe.
Oh, wait, you talking about, I know you talking about now.
Taryn something?
Yeah, Taryn Manning. Yep, exactly. Yeah, so
she's playing. I should know her name, right?
Yeah, right. She's playing the Karen. So Taryn's playing the Karen.
You know what that looked like to me? It looked like an SNL skit. Wow. Like if they made coming soon to theaters and they made fun of the Karen, like that's what that looks like. I can't believe that's an actual movie that somebody wrote, directed. They hired a crew to shoot, and it's too
That shit looks horrible, David. Looks like a it looks like an SNL mock movie.
Is that a Jordan Peele movie?
No, but it's a wannabe cutting edge contemporary horror psycho thriller wannabe Jordan Peele movie about Karens.
I know he got another movie coming out.
He does. B.A., Drew, if y'all haven't seen it, I encourage you to look up the trailer online. I can't believe, Dave, you want to go see that shit.
See, not only do I want to go see it, if they make a sequel, I want you to submit me for it. Okay.
Kevin.
Right. Submit me for the sequel. Okay.
Wow. All right. Mm. Yo! I wasn't expecting the applause.
Yo, it's been another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third podcast. We are back. We missed y'all. We appreciate
y'all. We're back and we're black.
We black, y'all. And we bliggity, bliggity, black, y'all. Man, we appreciate y'all for hanging with us and, you know, receiving all your fan mail and letters and emails.
We
got fan mail?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yo, can I just say that I'm really glad that we are back because for a moment I thought that BA and Drew had succeeded in their mission to get us banned from the airwaves.
Hey, it's not too late. It's not too late, especially after this episode. So, you know, there's still time, Teach.
Yeah.
Still time.
Probably in Romania, they won't play us.
I must break you.
Oh, my God.
Or Nigeria or any other place Drew talked about today.
Exactly.
Or the West Side.
That's another country.
Y'all be safe out there. Mask up. You know what I'm saying?
And, the G5G is out there.
The G5G is out there. Be careful, y'all. We love y'all. Till next time. Yo, we love y'all, man. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, OnlyFans, all of that. And we'll holler black at y'all next week. Peace.